Gemara Chasim Tova to everyone. I want to share with you an interesting question. The parasha starts off with Hazinu Hashemayim Ba'Adabeira Kishmaretz Imreifi, that Moshe Rabbeinu says that the heavens and the earth will be the witnesses, the testimony that God has made an agreement with the Jewish people, and as such, if they don't keep their end of the bargain, it's going to be the Shemayim and the Aretz that are going to punish the Jewish people in the absence of rain and the absence of produce growing from the land. But the question, I think, is what's specific about the Shemayim Ba'aret? So one possible answer is, of course, it comes from Tzarat HaShemayim L'Yamatar. We know from Shema that God says that there will be no rain, the ground won't give any produce, and that's our punishment for not keeping Hashem's words. I want to share with you a beautiful idea I heard by Rav Amital from Gush. Rav Amital of Shalom offers the following answer, which is Yom Kippur related, but I think it is a beautiful idea for the Parsha as well. He says, if we take a look carefully at the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara of Elazar ben Dordai. Elazar ben Dordai was a man who was so passionate about his desire and fulfillment of his desires that he committed adultery with every possible prostitute he could find. And he heard that there was one prostitute who was very far away, lived across seven seas. It took a great effort to get to her. And he comes to that prostitute, and he's ready to submit himself before her. And when that happens, she either breathes or passes gas. And she says to him, just like that wind will never come back to its source, so too, Elazar ben Dordai, you'll never come back to your source. And she's talking about his return to God, his ability to do tshuva. Quite a moment, A, to get rebuke like that from a prostitute, but for Elazar ben Dordai to come around like that is pretty amazing. So what happens? Elazar ben Dordai stops and starts crying at that point in time. He goes into a quiet place, thinks for just a moment, and says, I have to do tshuva. So he goes to what? The sky, the land, the mountains. He goes to nature and he says, I implore you, please help me. And yet what happens? Nothing. Nature says there's nothing that we can do. You, Elazar ben Dordai, are a lost cause. But the question I think that we have to ask ourselves is, what in the world is this Gemara talking about? And how did all this happen? How did they end up? How did it be that the prostitute came to Elazar ben Dordai and said that to him? And I think the answer is a beautiful idea of Rav Amital. Rav Amital realized and recognized that this was no regular person. Elazar ben Dordai had this idea that first thing you had to do was fill all your passions in the world. And once you filled all your passions in the world, the next thing to do was to get yourself to a place of, I'm going to start all my spiritual conquests. Comes across the message of the Torah, and that is, you can't. If you're going to try to fulfill all your material needs, you'll never be satisfied. It's a way of life that will never work. He turns to the sky and the mountain, the sky and the land, and says, please, I ask you, do me a favor, help me out. But what Elazar ben Dordai was told was, there's no one that you can count on besides you. Perhaps what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jewish people was, Hazinu Hashemayim Ba'Adabeira Kishmaretz Imreifi, that there's going to be moments in your life when you're going to try to find blame for everything that's gone wrong in your life, and you're going to blame Shemayim Ba'aretz. It's everybody but me. What Elazar ben Dordai teaches us, perhaps what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us at the very end, is that there are moments in life where we have to take a hard look in the mirror and say, it really has nothing to do with anyone else. It's really all about me, and it's all about my shortcomings. And when we do that, all of a sudden we are in a very, 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 very different place. Perhaps that's what we have to do as we come about this time of year. We sit there and we look, why did I fail? Why did I not meet my expectations and my goals from the year before? And I think the answer sometimes is that we look at everything under the sun and say, that's the reason why we failed. Those are the reasons for our shortcomings. And yet what the Torah is telling us is, Hazinu Hashemayim Ba'Adabeira Kishmaretz Imreifi, when you talk and you see and you look and you listen, the land tells you there's nothing you can do. And the skies is the same thing. The sky, they all say, Hakol Taloi Becha, everything is dependent upon you and your pursuit of doing the right thing. God should give us the strength to see what we need to do, and God willing, we should be Zoche Tegmach Sinatova.